to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And by the way, in case you didn't know, tomorrow Don is going to be 1 year older. So.
Happy. 1 year old?
1 year older.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, I mean, after all, this is our 100th year anniversary, so I guess that makes me 101 tomorrow.
There you go. All right. Okay, and you heard that other voice coming in. That's our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And lucky us. We have two guests with us today. First, we have Jack Challum, author and lecturer, who's also known as the Nutrition Reporter, which may have something to do with the excellent newsletter he authors. Jack's become a frequent guest on the Wilner Window, and we look forward to his appearances. Welcome today, Jack.
Good afternoon, and I'm very happy to be back on the show.
Okay. And you can learn about Jack's newsletter, by the way, by going to www.nutritionreporter.com. And we also want to point out that Jack's presence on the show today is made possible by the generosity of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company, and we want to thank Solgar for this. So thank you, Solgar.
And that's not all. And, of course, we can thank Solgar for this as well. We also have, again, as I said, through the courtesy of Solgar, our good friend Dr. Richard Payeswater as a guest. Dr. Payeswater, as most of you already know, is one of the pioneers of the nutritional supplement field. His first book, Super Nutrition, the first of many, set the stage for much of what we now take for granted in this field. Many books, additional research, lectures, and consultation work has followed over the years, and we're happy to have him on our show once again. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Richard Payeswater.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be with you all of you again.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm looking forward to today's discussion because it covers a topic that I think needs more attention. The topic is minerals. Now, here's the reason I say that. We say vitamins and minerals all the time, but people only hear vitamins. We talk about multivitamin supplements when we should be also talking about multi-mineral supplements. We talk about supplements for bone health or joint health, and doctors tell women to, quote, take a calcium supplement, unquote, when they should be telling them to take a multi-mineral supplement.
Well, the point is that minerals, and I mean all the minerals, magnesium, zinc, copper, sulfur, selenium, silicon, etc., not just calcium, are no less important than the vitamins. And this is what our two guests are going to be talking about with us today. So, which one of you guys wants to go first? Don't fight.
I'm happy to jump in.
Let me jump in then, Jack, and just echo what Don and Arnie are saying. For so many years, people have been thinking in terms of vitamins alone without their nutritional essential counterparts to minerals. And way back, I think I wrote my first book on minerals, trace elements, and hair analysis way back about 1980, 1981 or something. And I was trying to put more emphasis on the fact that minerals are just as important. It's not just vitamins, but it's a combination of essential nutrients, which includes both vitamins and minerals, and of course also essential fatty acids.
Okay. All right. That means it's your turn, Jack.
I agree. I mean, it really does seem like the headlines say vitamin far more than mineral. And minerals are just as essential, and they have just as many health benefits. And we need both categories of nutrients.
By the way, I would, Jack, let me just jump in for just a moment. I think another thing about the minerals is that, and you guys correct me if you disagree, it is more critical in some ways that you take minerals in the proper ratios, the proper quantities relative to each other, than it is the vitamins in a way, because you can, I think, cause more damage by taking minerals in the incorrect ratios than you can the vitamins.
Well, I think what's probably more important than the ratios is what an individual really needs. And there are various signs of mineral deficiencies. If you look at magnesium, which is probably my favorite mineral, and I'll come back to in a little while, any type of muscle spasm, legs, heart, really point to a magnesium deficiency. And so rather than follow ratios, at least this is my thinking, I would really look at what a person actually needs based on symptoms, based on blood work, things of that sort.
Yeah, I'll agree with Jack here that it's important to consider how much is in your diet as well as how much is in the supplement, and then get the required amounts, at least the minimum amounts for health, and hopefully more the optimal amount. But going back to what you said earlier, minerals are a little bit more complex because they can compete with each other for absorption. Sometimes they use the same sites for absorption or same mechanisms, and we can throw them out of balance more easily by overwhelming the body with one mineral and not having enough of the other. Zinc and copper are important nutrients. If one gets too low or too high, it can affect the other. So it is a little bit more complicated than looking at vitamins, which are almost the vitamins are one to maybe three different organic molecules that have the same function. Minerals can be much more interactive and more complex.
And by the way, we should let everybody know that Dr. Passwater is one of the world's leading selenium researchers. So I know you have things to say about selenium as well.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah. Well,
if you twist his arm.
Yeah.
We can get in a good argument with some people here about some of the roles of selenium and what we've learned about it, but I just mentioned how complex minerals are. Well, in my opinion, and maybe it's because I'm kind of close to the site, is like looking at the forest and trying to see the trees and looking at the trees and trying to see the forest. Selenium is very complex, and I like to think as a result a lot of scientists stay away from it because it's just too difficult. But we're just beginning to learn so much about selenium and its importance to the health of the body. It's so essential, and perhaps that's why the body has us make 25 different proteins out of the mineral selenium. We're not talking about the element selenium, but the element selenium as it's incorporated into a selenium-containing enzyme or amino acid called selenocysteine. And selenocysteine is then incorporated into various proteins, which have many actions throughout the body, primarily antioxidant reactions.
Okay, but I think what we should do a little bit is talk about some of the minerals and the exact reason. You know, people want to know, why do I need zinc? You know, we need to let them know what's so important about zinc. For example, what's so important about copper? I know, you know, you mentioned they have to be in a little bit of a ratio there, but what's so important about them? Why should I take zinc?
Well, first of all, they're both essential to your health. You'll die without them. But for example, zinc is many roles in cellular metabolism. It's involved in the catalytic activity of over 100 enzymes. So it's hard to pinpoint one or two areas, but it's very important for immune function. Perhaps that's its most popular role mm-hmm. that people understand is immune function. But it's protein synthesis, wound healing, DNA synthesis, cell division, and it's required for normal growth. So selenium deficiency is certainly not a good thing.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're going to take a little break now. We'll come back. We're going to continue talking about some of the other minerals, calcium, copper, chromium, and we'll see what we can turn up there. Okay. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guests, Dr. Richard Passwater and Jack Chalom. And we'll all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
We have a number of Jarrow products as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the full details.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this year is our 100th anniversary. Well, what's the reason for our success? All I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discounts you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in person in the store.
Now, if you want to do it in the store, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum, and Dr. Richard Passwater. And we're discussing minerals, why they're important and what they mean to you and why you should be taking some of them. Okay, we spoke a little bit about zinc and how it helps healing and the immune system. And, I guess the go-along mineral with zinc is copper. Where does copper fit into this?
Essentially the same way. One of the main roles of copper is to help the body make red blood cells along with iron. Iron is needed for the hemoglobin, but without copper, you're not going to form the hemoglobin. It's also a component of many metalloenzymes. And let's point out for a minute, the way that these minerals generally work, except for the structural minerals like calcium and phosphorus, which form bone and teeth, structure parts of the body, most of them are involved as sort of binding or electron attracting elements in the middle of a larger protein. It's an enzyme. The enzyme has a lot of actions in the body, so they're called metalloenzymes. And zinc and copper both form metalloenzymes, and copper forms about 60 of them. So it has many roles in the body, particularly in the immune system.
I think this is one of the areas where, just coming back to Don's point, ratios really are critical. And taking too much zinc, which has its benefits in terms of reducing colds and flus, you can suppress copper. And in doing that, you can suppress the development of red blood cells. You can suppress immune function. And from the people I've talked with over the years, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, Richard, the general zinc to copper ratio is really 15 to 30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have maybe 15 or 30 times more zinc than copper, you know, such as 30 milligrams of copper, or rather 30 milligrams of zinc, 1 milligram of copper in a supplement.
Yeah, that's been argued, or I should say debated, back and forth. The ratios have varied through the years, but that's not too far off from a consensus. It depends if the researcher is looking for a lowering of cholesterol as the endpoint, as an example, or the function of the artery, the endothelium, whatever is their endpoint. The ratio varies a little bit, but what Jack said is pretty much a consensus.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of deficiencies, zinc tends to be lower in a lot of people than copper. Again, this is just a general rule. Years ago, Dr. Carl Pfeiffer found that high copper, which often came out of the joints of piping in old houses, often resulted in psychiatric problems. And he pointed out that a number of houses that were, quote-unquote, considered haunted houses, he actually traced back to very high copper in the water supplies for those houses. And being a physician, he treated a lot of these patients with high zinc to really correct the ratio between the two minerals.
Yeah, and he was quite successful. He had a place out in Princeton, New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, Brain Bio Center.
Yeah.
And they were a big, you know, years ago when Don and I took over Wilner Chemist back in 1992. It's been 1992, Don, just in case you forgot.
Yeah, I did.
That's 100 years.
Anyway, that's when we got involved. Anyway, you know, Brain Bio was one of the places that we'd ship a lot of the old Wilner Chemist mega vitamin formulas too.
That was one of your leading costs for existence back then, because so many people knew of Dr. Pfizer's research, particularly in New Jersey. I think they sought out Wilner Chemist as one of the leading suppliers for formulations recommended by Dr. Pfizer.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Well, one quick, yeah, but I just want to point out one thing so that people don't get nervous. As you might realize, of course, most homes these days do not have copper pipes for the water supply. So I don't know that concern about too much copper is nearly as appropriate nowadays as it was back then.
It's less of a concern today, except in older houses. I would probably just guess pre-1980 houses. And in the Northeast, I mean, you really do have a lot of people living in 80 to 100-year-old homes with the old lead and copper piping.
Oh, I thought, what are they using piping these days if they don't use copper anyway?
Plastic.
Oh, plastic stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
PVC.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, guess what? We're coming to another break. You're listening to The Wilner Window, WOR New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we will be back after these messages. When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain, and stimulating healing. Doctor's Best offers all three of these nutrients in one convenient capsule, and it's now on sale in the 240 size at one half price. Other products from Doctor's Best, also on sale at one-half price, are hyaluronic acid with chondroitin, high-absorption CoQ10 100 mg, natokinase, red yeast rice, and strontium bone maker. For more information on these Doctor's Best one-half price specials, check out current sale flyer, online at www.wilner.com, or call Wilner Chemists at 1-800-633-1106.
Dr. Hoffman's on top of the latest medical news, weeknights at midnight on News Talk Radio 710, WOR. WOR.
Wilner Chemist is proud to introduce the new Core Daily multivitamins from Country Life. The gender-specific Core Daily supports the nutritional needs of both men and women. Both formulations contain an array of nutrients, such as coenzymated B vitamins, that support energy metabolism. In addition to the targeted ingredients such as organic whole cranberry and folic acid for women and saw palmetto and pygium for men, both formulations contain 28 organic whole fruits, vegetables, and grains. Furthermore, the Core Multi provides full-spectrum probiotic and enzyme blends along with aloe vera to support healthy digestion. And these new and exciting multivitamins are easy to take. Just one certified gluten-free tablet per day. Core Daily One for women and men from Country Life. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you hit the roads over on the Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound side, the Bronx River Parkway, we had an earlier accident. It has been cleared away. All lanes have reopened, as this report is brought to you by your Tri-State Mercedes-Benz dealers. Right now, over at the George Washington Bridge, we have a minor wait heading into town for you. Lincoln Tunnel's okay. Holland Tunnel, about a 10-minute backup heading into Manhattan. And if you're going to be traveling over on the Bruckner, keep in mind southbound side, Bronx River Avenue to Hunts Point Drawbridge closed down. It is weekend-long construction. You need to steer clear. Traveling in Staten Island eastbound at Bradley Avenue, an earlier accident has been taken care of. And getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge, we had an earlier accident heading into Rockland County. It looks like that crash has been cleared and the delays are slowly starting to ease. New York State Thruway a little bit slow on the northbound side into the area. If you're in the market for a luxury vehicle, it's time to visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer with limited time lease and financing offers.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes. Pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalam, and Dr. Richard Passwater. And before we get back to our discussion, I want to alert you to one of the 100-year anniversary sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists, because it is extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100, 120, 200, and 400 milligrams, on sale at 75% off list price. Also, we have selected supplements from many other companies as part of the 100-year anniversary celebration that are also, as we said, on sale at half price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full list. So do it soon, because these sales, including the CoQ10 deals, will end soon. And these deals are very good at right now. But even after these end, we'll have more deals. So whatever you guys choose to do.
Hey, Arnie, before you continue, let me just interject real quick while we're talking about things like that. Actually, I think these particular deals end in like 1 week, so there really is some urgency now. Also, I want to point out that this coming Wednesday at the Park Avenue store, we're going to have a demo on the various stevia products that we've been talking about in the Wilner line, the various flavored stevias. So if you're interested in trying out some of these stevia products, come by Wilner Chemist, 100 Park Avenue, between noon and 3 o'clock this coming Wednesday.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, good. I've been away, so...
Yeah, that's why I wanted to...
Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right. You know, we're talking about minerals, but minerals come in all different forms. So, gentlemen, what are the right forms of minerals? Do you take a zinc oxide? Do you take a zinc chelate? Do you take a zinc picolinate, for example? What form do you do?
My top forms really are citrates and picolinates. And when you look at the research, these two forms seem to be very well absorbed. The oxides aren't quite as well absorbed, and you know, with a mineral like magnesium, which has so many diverse health benefits, magnesium oxide tends to have kind of an explosive effect on the bowels when you take too much, and people tend to tolerate magnesium citrate a little bit better. Again, it's better absorbed, and some of the picolinates are great: chromium picolinate, zinc picolinate. So I'm very fond of those, and I think Richard was going to jump in with his thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly agree with you 100%. They are my favorite forms as well. I introduced calcium citrate way long ago before anybody else thought of it, based on research done by Dr. Haney, and the magnesium citrate proved to be just as well absorbed and therefore better tolerated. And the picolinates, or picolinates if you prefer, they're very well absorbed. Any of the chelated forms are also good forms. Polynicotinate's a good form. And then gluconates are the next in the hierarchy. But the least absorbed are the rocks and chalks, the magnesium oxides and carbonate,
calcium
carbonate. If you take them with meal, they're less expensive and you can get more into a tablet, because a greater amount of the compound, being as total inorganic, is a larger percentage, and you can get more in a pill, but it's not how much you can get in the pill, it's how much can you get into your bloodstream. So you're better off with the better absorbed, even though you might have to take larger total quantities, larger number of pills. It's getting it into your blood and into your cells, not just squeezing it into a pill.
Absolutely correct.
What I wanted to point out, Arnie, you know, I think it's very important what Dr. Pierce-Water and Jack just said about these forms, particularly the magnesium. You know, very often you'll see a calcium-magnesium supplement, and the calcium might be as the citrate, but the magnesium will be in the form of the oxide. And the reason is, as Dr. Pierce-Water pointed out, you can't fit as much magnesium when it's in the citrate form as it is in the oxide form. Solgar, and one of the things I like about some of the Solgar products, Solgar has a nice calcium magnesium citrate liquid with vitamin D3, and maybe you guys can comment on the benefits of the liquid, but what I want to point out first is that both the calcium and the magnesium in the Solgar liquid product, and I think they have several different flavors, both of those are in the citrate form. Calcium citrate and magnesium citrate. I think it's 1,200 milligrams calcium and 600 milligrams magnesium per 2 tablespoons right. in the liquid. Now, you have to, again, like I say, you have to read the label. Sometimes you have to compromise to get all of the stuff into the allocated number of tablets. Solgar has a calcium magnesium with D3 in a tablet form, and there the calcium is in the citrate, and the magnesium they have a mixture of oxide and citrate. Okay, because that's, you know, they don't want to make it to where you have to take 10, 11, 12 tablets to get the full dose. Okay, so read the labels carefully, but are there any downsides to the liquid form, guys?
Not to me. I prefer liquid because pills can be difficult to. They're convenient. You can put them in your pocket and go about your way. But my nutritional program involves swallowing maybe 30 to 40. Tablets, capsules a day, and I really enjoy getting a chance to take a liquid form of something. It's pleasant yeah. tasting and
I agree.
Very convenient on esophagus too.
And,
yeah,
and, you know,
I think
I'm sorry. Putting the tablets in your pocket doesn't do much towards raising blood levels of the nutrients, of course.
But it's convenient to do, you know.
It depends where your pocket leads.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think one of the important things to note, maybe a couple of things about Solgar's liquid calcium magnesium, is it tastes good. And for people with muscle spasms, particularly overnight, you know, Charlie horses, these things often trace back to low levels of magnesium. And having a little bit of the liquid calcium magnesium at night before bed should help with that. Particular issue. I've got a whole long list of benefits from magnesium, and in addition to just relaxing muscles, I mean, it's a great tension reliever. Magnesium is also involved in the production of energy in the body, what's called the Krebs cycle. And there was a study a couple of years ago of about 1,000 seniors that found that people with that greatest muscle strength, including better grip strength, and these are things that tend to decrease with age, but people with the highest magnesium level had the greatest strength, and people conversely with low magnesium levels had poor muscle function and lower strength. So I see magnesium as being one of these age protectors because muscle and strength really.
Oh, Jack, that extends to work or exercise performance in general. A lot of people with heart conditions, given magnesium supplements, they're able to walk further on treadmills and perform. Again, as you said, it helps in the production of energy because it's involved with ATP production. It's a critical component of that. But this is why cardiologists are recommending magnesium as being very protective against heart disease, but also in helping recover because you can
walk further and do exercise better.
Yeah, another benefit is that magnesium helps prevent erratic heartbeats called arrhythmias. And often in emergency rooms, people will be infused intravenously with magnesium just to reduce the risk of arrhythmias. This is basically in patients who have had heart attacks, and it's one of the immediate treatments that are given to patients in emergency rooms.
Dr. Podell.
Let me say, we've been talking a lot about magnesium and its importance, and I fully agree with it. Could we say something about how a person can have their doctor measure their magnesium levels? Because I know some methods of measuring it are better than others. What do you guys think that, how do you like to see it measured?
One of my nutritional doc friends, Dr. Ron Hunninghockey, he will look at red blood cell levels of magnesium. And I think it's, if you're a patient and you're basically having a baseline or initial magnesium level measured, as long as you're using the same technique, it should give you some gauge in terms of whether you're getting worse or getting better. The BioCenter Laboratory in Wichita, Kansas, looks at red blood cell magnesium.
Yeah. Actually, the standard commercial labs do use the red blood cell magnesium, which is what I use. Just looking at a serum magnesium, which is also available, I think is less good because that really doesn't tell you what the body is doing, whereas at least the red blood cells are cells of the body, may more reflect what's going on inside, say, the muscles or inside the brain. Of course, ideally, we'd like to do muscle biopsies in most cases, but that's not practical.
Well, I find that serum or blood levels of magnesium are pretty much under strict control, just like with calcium. So the amount flowing in your blood is regulated better than the amount that actually gets into your cells, and that's why the cells are the better indicator over time of what is really happening in the body.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, time for another short break. This is the Wilner Window, WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And let me give you the phone number. You can call in with some questions. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And our special guest, Jack Chalom, and Dr. Richard Passwater will all be back after these messages.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements, including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have four Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemist.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious this way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here. Stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of Stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great. They're gluten-free and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia, regular and the new flavored versions, now available from Wilner Chemists. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle. You can pick the flavor at one-half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106 or www.wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106 or wilner.com.
And you can taste these new Stevia products at our demo this Wednesday at the Park Avenue store from noon to 3 p.m. That's 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street, for a Stevia demo from noon to 3 on Wednesday afternoon.
Outside the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom, and Dr. Richard Passwater. Okay. As I said, our phone number is 1-800-321-0710, and all our lines are filled up. So if you're getting a busy signal, try again. Okay, let's talk to Antonio from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Antonio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good show as usual.
Thank you.
The question is for Dr. Passwater. I would like to find out how high you can go in micrograms in selenium, right, before it becomes toxic to the liver, especially if that individual has, like, hepatitis C.
Well, as far as toxicity goes, we know that several populations in the world do well at 600 micrograms a day intake. We know that organic forms of selenium are not toxic at 1,000 micrograms a day. But I see no need to go above 200 to 400 for any condition. There's several forms of different polymorphisms in the body that utilize selenium differently, and the whole population at large does not utilize selenium in the same way. So if I make a recommendation for something that is safe for most of the SNPs, a single nucleotide polymorphism, they may not be ideal for others. So I never recommend more than 200 to 400 micrograms, even though populations do very well, like in Japan, where they get most of their selenium from the fish, at 600 micrograms. And one thing I didn't mention when I had the opportunity earlier about selenium, a recent paper by Dr. Joyce McCann and Bruce Ames that looked at the role of selenium nutritionally, it was published in the FASEB journal, the very prestigious biochemistry journal, that selenium deficiency increases the risk of the diseases of aging. And this goes beyond what most people are interested in, such as prevention of cancer, but prevention of all these diseases associated with the aging process. So it's important to get adequate selenium nutrition, and I don't think it's important to go to try to press it, because the span between optimal amounts and toxic amount is so narrow. I like to try to hit it right in the middle, but with the various single nucleotide polymorphism out there, it's very difficult to give a specific recommendation.
Okay.
Dr. Passwater.
I would add some comments to that based on the clinical work of Dr. Bert Berkson, who's a friend of mine. And he uses a three antioxidant combination to treat hepatitis C. And selenium is one of the legs of this sort of three-legged chair. The other two are alpha-lipoic acid and silymarin, which is an extract of the herb milk thistle. And lipoic acid and silymarin really improve liver function. They will reduce liver enzymes. And Dr. Berkson's had great success with this combination. Again, selenium, lipoic acid, and silymarin.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Antonio. Okay, Dr. Passwater, you know, by the way, we have to thank Solgar once again for sponsoring our guest today. So once again, thank you, Solgar. And they are also make a lot of the minerals that we're talking about today. And I wanted to ask you a question about selenium. I know Solgar, for example, makes selenium that they call yeast-free, and they have a yeast-based selenium. What's the significance of each one?
Well, a few, as you know, as you well know, a few years ago, yeast became a scare word. It had to do with a different type of yeast. So it was important to have a yeast-free form. Now, real quickly, I'll say my preference is for some high selenium yeast. That's because that is the one form that was used in a very large clinical study that showed that this form, the high selenium yeast, reduced all forms of cancer by 50%. Now, I'm not saying each form 50%, but all the total cancer was reduced by 50%. Some higher, like prostate cancer, was reduced by 70%, and others to a less, like lung cancer, to 40%, a lesser extent. But we know it works in those in that population. But the main component of high selenium yeast is a form called selenomethionine. So we introduced this pure form for those people who are just afraid to consume yeast. But we also have another form. We have methylselenocysteine, which is a very effective form.
All right. So we have a... The main thing is make sure you take the selenium.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Sandy from Atlantic Beach, Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. I take, I'm a 70-year-old woman, and I take daily one caps. Mm-hmm. So when you were speaking about the magnesium, I want to check that out.
Right.
Magnesium includes only 7.2 milligrams, 2%, but it says it has magnesium oxide, magnesium aspirate,
right,
magnesium silicate, and magnesium stearate. Now, I want to go out and get a supplement,
right,
for this pill, these caps that I'm taking, and I wanted to know what kind of magnesium. I'm sure that there's an assortment of different magnesium.
Okay. There are an assortment of different magnesiums. As you know, our guest mentioned earlier, there is a form of magnesium called magnesium citrate. Okay, and magnesium citrate, for example, Solgar puts out a magnesium citrate tablet, which is 200 milligrams.
Does it come in the capsule form, too?
I don't believe the magnesium citrate comes in a capsule form from Solgar. It is available in a capsule form from some other companies. I know Allergy Research Group has a capsule form of magnesium citrate. That's about 170 milligrams.
Okay, well,
capsule.
Then that would supplement what I have now with the 7%. So I shouldn't look in particular for oxide or aspirate.
No, no. You just need more magnesium, preferably in the form of the citrate. Okay.
Hold on, Sandy, over the break, because I'd like to comment on your question, too, but we have to take a hard break.
Okay. Now we have to take that break, and you're going to find out about what it means to be disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
All right, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Dr. Passwater, thank you so much for joining us today.
Really is my pleasure.
I know, but thank you anyway. It's good to have you, and come back again.
I like the invitation. I like having this stimulating discussion with you and the guests we have on. It's very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Jack Chalom, I know you're going to be joining us for the second hour, and which means we will have a second hour. So those of you who are on the phone, stay right there, and we will get to you after the news and weather and all that stuff, which will be at about 5.5 minutes or 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.